everybody. Welcome back to another episode of My Sister's Diary. I'm your host, Sam, and I just pressed record, and now I'm looking at my baby monitor, and he's awake. So that's incredible, and I'm going to see if he goes back to sleep. If not, I'm going to have to restart eventually. So, okay. Anyway, let me just get the intro done, and then I'll see if I have to pause and come back. You guys don't care because I'm going to edit it together anyway. But yeah, so I'm your host, Sam, and I hope everyone had a great week. Summer is not ending yet, like I said last week, but my kids are going to school in 2 weeks, which is crazy. Summer break goes by so fast. Me and my sister, Alyssa, my older sister, we went and saw the new Freaky Friday. I know it's not called Freaky Friday, it's called Freakier Friday. But it's like a sequel, I guess, and it was so freaking funny, which I was expecting it to be funny, but, you know, most sequels to movies in, like, the early 2000s that are, like, iconic movies kind of flop, you know what I mean? They don't do that well, or even, like, reboots of it, like the Mean Girls, which, you know, it was different because it was a musical instead, and I don't know that I can necessarily say that Mean Girls flopped, but it wasn't that good, you know, like it was okay. And this Freakier Friday, I dare say it was almost as good as the first one, in my opinion. Like, I thought it was so funny. I thought Lindsay Lohan did so good. Like, she just embodied that role again. Like, it was like she had never stopped. And did you guys know this is her first theatrical debut, like theatrical release in 18 years. She hasn't been on our movie theater screens in 18 years. That's crazy. And I'm so glad to see her again. It was so good. And Jamie Lee Curtis is hysterical. She's so freaking funny. The whole movie, I feel like she was really the shining star for me. And I just loved her in that role. She's so funny. And of course, Chad Michael Murray was there. That's the whole reason I went in the first place. I'm just kidding, but not really. He was great. He was great. And yeah, you guys should definitely go see it if you haven't. Or, you know, wait until it gets released on Disney or whatever. But I do think it's worth a trip to the movie theater. Like, there are not a lot of movies these days. Am I willing to, like, pay money and go sit at a movie theater? But this one I totally was. One, because it was my sister's birthday, and I thought that would be fun to go to. So we went I don't need to tell you exactly what movie theater it was, but we got luxury seats, which are the kind that, like, recline back and they're, like, really soft. But not only were they luxury seats, they were luxury box seats. So it was, like, two of them together, and then we had, like, a wall on the side of us, so we couldn't see or hear or didn't have to talk to the people next to us. And that was so nice. I have never had a more enjoyable movie theater experience in my life. I'm not even kidding. And of course, we got popcorn and drinks, and it was just a good time. I haven't been to the theater in such a long time, and it was really fun. I know you guys are like, this is the most basic, boring shiz you could possibly do on a Friday night. I don't care. It was so fun. And not a lot of people go to the movie theater anymore. So if you haven't been in a while and you're looking for a movie that is worth it, Freakier Friday, I definitely think it is worth it if you're looking for, like, a funny outlet. Yeah, so it was my sister's birthday. My family came up for the weekend. Well, some of my family. And we had a little party and we got some cake, which I freaking love. Okay, let me just say this. I have a love for, you know, like, small business bakers and bakeries and stuff. Always will love that. Sometimes it's not in my budget, you know, to buy that kind of cake. So I opt for either making one, which I didn't have time for this weekend, or buying one. And I'm not going to lie, Walmart cakes kind of slay, whatever the terms are that mean cool. They are pretty dang good. And this time, though, I'm not gonna lie, it wasn't that great. And you know when you're looking forward to eating something and that you've built up in your mind, like, this is gonna be the best thing ever, and then you eat it and you're like, that was not what I thought it was. A really big bummer and disappointment. So yeah, I'm really tempted to just buy another cake and eat it so that I can have that need fulfilled in my heart. So I might do that. I may do that. What you guys came for today is the topic. The topic at hand today is, would you rather? And I thought about getting on Instagram and asking my listeners to kind of submit would you rather questions, but we did that when I was doing Call Your Sisters, and we really didn't get a lot of responses, just because I think that's kind of a weird question to ask people, like, hey, can you submit a would you rather question and we'll answer it? And a lot of them were the same or like way too inappropriate. Like, I'm sorry, cover your ears if you have kids in the car or if your mom, my mom and dad, I don't want to answer the like question that everybody asks as the quote unquote hardest would you rather ever, is would you rather watch your parents do it or for the rest of your life every day, or join in one time and have it stop? I'm not answering that, okay? That is messed up. That is not the kind of would you rather we're doing today. We're doing it a little bit, you know, softer, I guess, a little more PG, but still fun. So that's what I'm doing. What I did instead of asking listeners was I went on the internet and I found a bunch. I seriously spent way too much time on this, like way too much time scouring Reddit and lists and all these different places to find would you rather questions. And then I put them in I numbered them and I put them in a random like number generator and got 10 numbers. And then I just got those questions. So I picked the questions, but I also wanted to make it a little more random, so it wasn't like I was writing a script, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I did. I went and I found like a huge number of questions, and then I picked 10 random ones. So that's what we're going to do today, is I'm going to answer would you rather questions. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I needed to tell you guys about before I dive in. I don't think so. I've been really, really tempted to do my nails again, even though I just barely got over the contact dermatitis. My nails are still so, so unbelievably thin. I should just go to somebody. If you guys know someone, actually, one of my best friends goes to someone. I should just ask her who she goes to. And, well, I know who she goes to, but I should ask her for her contact and just go to her and, you know, instead of doing it myself all the time. But anyway, I think that's it. I think that's all we have to talk about. And let's just dive into the would you rather. Like I said, I'm not going to do the crazy, disgusting ones that nobody wants to answer, because that's just not the vibe today, okay? We're not doing that. So the first one says, all right, this is a banger. I want you guys to like immerse yourselves into this, like truly, truly picture yourself actually having to make this decision. It's not like a silly little, oh, well, that won't really happen. Also, you can't remedy it, okay? You can't be like, would you rather never take a shower again or never eat potatoes again? And they're like, well, if I couldn't shower, I would just bathe. I'm like, no, that's not what we're doing. You know, you can't remedy the situation, okay? It's like, it's either this or it's this, and there's no, well, I would just do this instead. No, that's not what we're doing, okay? So the first one says, I'll give you guys a little bit of time to think. Actually, probably not that much time, like 1 second. So be prepared. Okay. Would you rather have Dorito fingers, okay, or a runny nose for the rest of your life? I already kind of have a chronic runny nose. Like right now, I'm thinking about it and I'm like, oh, I need to wipe my nose a little bit. So I feel like I would take runny nose. Although the kind of runny nose that I'm like talking about, I have a chronic runny nose. It's not like constant, you know, like I have to have a tissue in my pocket every second of every day. And that would be incredibly annoying. And I would assume that my like upper lip would get incredibly dry. But can you guys imagine the sensory nightmare it would be to have Dorito cheese on your fingertips for the rest of your life? You wouldn't be able to do your makeup because you'd get Doritos all over in your makeup. Whenever you washed your hair, you'd be left with remnants of Dorito cheese in your hair. Everything would be covered in Doritos. If you got a chronic runny nose, you can, you know, I'm not saying you can remedy it, but you can have a tissue in your pocket and wipe it, right? You can do that. With Dorito fingers, you can't ever clean them off. You can't ever have clean fingers again. So my personal opinion here, what I would so much rather have a runny nose for the rest of my life than have Dorito fingers. And if you think I'm wrong, please tell me in my Instagram DMs. That's how you guys can contact me, by the way. You already know that, but in case you didn't. Okay, number two. Number two says, this one's kind of a deep one, so be prepared. Would you rather be married to the love of your life, who doesn't love you, or be married to someone who loves you with their whole heart, but you don't love them? This one's really hard, honestly, because I can imagine the feeling of, like, loving somebody and wanting them to love you and just not feeling that from them. Can you imagine that, like, yearning for your entire life? I feel like it would be incredibly lonely because you're married to somebody that, like, you love. And if they're the love of your life, you're not going to leave them. You're not going to do it. And you're married, so you can't remedy the situation in this hypothetical scenario. So that, like, feeling of yearning for that person, and they're there all the time. It's not like you can put them out of your mind. They're there all the time, but you know that they don't love you. I feel like that would be heartbreaking every single day. Every day you would have your heart broken over and over and over again. So the selfish part of me would rather be married to somebody who loves me with their whole heart and I don't love them. I'm just going to assume that this person is, like, tolerable. If this person is somebody who annoys me or is rude to me or I simply don't like, that changes my answer. But let's just say that the person you are with, whether you love them or they love you, they're, like, an okay person. Like, you can tolerate them. In that scenario, I would so much rather them love me than me love them unrequited. You know what I'm saying? I just don't think I could handle the forever feeling of yearning for that person. I don't think I could do it. Even when I'm watching shows like The Summer I Turned Pretty, not to bring it up every single episode, but I'm going to for this episode. If I had to feel like Connie Baby every single day, I don't think I could do it. I simply don't think I could do it. And that's why I stand by my decision too. I'd rather have somebody who loves me because then, you know, they'll do things for me that show their love for me. Like, you know, rub my feet and all that kind of stuff. And I don't have to have my heart broken every day. I do assume it would break my heart a little bit to not be able to give them what they want. But I don't think it would be as strong as not being able to receive their love when you want it. I think all of us have experienced a little bit. I haven't experienced it in, like, a big way necessarily, like with a romantic partner or anything. Of course I have, where I'm in high school and, like, I have a crush and they don't have a crush on me back, but that's, like, simple and surface level. But I think we've all felt that a little bit, you know, where we have feelings of love for somebody and they don't feel it back, whether it's a friend or even a family member or a crush, whatever it is, that feeling sucks. And I don't want to feel that for the rest of my life. Okay, let's move on. Number three says, would you rather be surrounded by people who brag all the time or people who complain all the time? Here's the thing. I feel like these people are one and the same. People who brag are also the people who complain. But for this scenario, let's just say they're two separate entities, okay? They brag all the time or they complain all the time. I would rather be with somebody who complains all the time. I think I would. Okay, here, let me flesh it out for you. Someone who complains all the time, I feel like I could complain with them, you know? I feel like I could, well, hold on, this is people, so multiple people. If I'm surrounded by multiple people who complain all the time, oh gosh, I don't know. This one's hard because people who brag all the time, there's almost nothing worse because you're like, woohoo, you want a freaking trophy? And it gets old. It gets old after every single thing you do. It's like there's this saying from SpongeBob, actually, that my family and I quote all the time when somebody, like, brings things back and to talk about themselves. We always go, I lost something once. And that's the kind of person you'd be around all the time. Someone who constantly brings the conversation back in on themselves and has to tell you something about them. That is the most annoying kind of person to be around. I've been around people who complain, and I feel like I can tolerate it because I'll just join in. I'll be like, you know what? Yeah, that is annoying, and I hate that too. And I think my mental health could handle that better than somebody who brags all the time. I really, really do. I'm sure there's people out there who feel completely opposite of me, but like I also complain a lot. So this is like, would you rather be surrounded by people who brag or Sam? I'd rather be surrounded by myself. No, I'm just kidding. But not at the same time. I don't know. It is kind of hard because sometimes when people are complaining, it brings me down too. I'm like, okay, can we just be positive for a minute? And if you're surrounded by these people constantly in this pretend scenario where they're always complaining, you would constantly be dragged down. But at the same time, if you're by people who brag all the time, I feel like they're also putting you down in a way because they're like, well, it's really great that you can do this, but I can do it better. So like they're like, I'm better than you. So you're always going to feel not good enough. So, you know, if I could, I would choose neither, but I can't. That's not how you play the game. Okay, the game is which one. So, like I said, I'm going to say it again. I would rather be around people who complain all the time. That's just my personal opinion. All right, next one. Number 4. Would you rather be able to eat anything you want and have it be perfect nutrition or have only... Okay, hold on. Sorry, I can't read. Would you rather be able to eat anything you want and have it be perfect nutrition or have to only sleep 1 hour a day and be fully rested? I went back and forth on this one so much because both of them would be incredible because I would love to have more time during the day. But at the same time, I think that I would get bored because that's a lot of time to be awake. If you're awake for 23 hours a day, your life is pretty much doubled in size. Like, you know what I mean? Not doubled. Okay. Maybe like you've gained 30% more of your life. And that's a lot of time. That's a lot of time to be awake. But if you could also have everything you eat, like you could eat whatever you want, literally whatever you want, and it would fuel your body. It would make you feel good. You know what? Actually, the more that I think about this, I think I would choose this for sure. Like hands down, I feel like this is the no-brainer option of being able to eat anything you wanted and have it be perfect nutrition for your body. Like, why wouldn't you want that? But I also understand as a tired mother, wanting to be able to be fully rested after 1 hour of sleep. Because sometimes that's all you get. And it would be lovely to feel rested on that. Because feeling tired freaking sucks. It ruins my day. I'm not even kidding. When I'm tired, I'm dragging. I'm grumpy. I'm ornery. Those are the same things, but that's the only word I can think of. And it truly ruins my day. And all I can think about is sleeping. So... I think I'm gonna stand by being able to eat whatever I want and have it be perfect nutrition. That would be lovely. I would love that. I would love to eat just pizza and donuts and basically only carbs for the rest of my life and have it fulfill me and make me feel good. You know, that would be amazing. Okay, next one. This one I want you guys to take so seriously. Like, take it so seriously, okay? Number 5 says, would you rather... Jurassic Park or Ghostbusters, be real. I want you guys to think about this, like, for deeply, okay? And not just, like, the first Jurassic Park movie. I mean, like, all of them. Like, the whole thing happened, okay? Which one would you rather be real? And when I think about this, I really don't know. I really don't know. Because I feel like the dinosaurs that you have to interact with would be based on where you live, right? So I don't know if I would have to interact with a T-Rex every single day. I don't know where they live. That would be hard to know unless I'm living it. And then I'd be like, you know what? I chose wrong because now there's a T-Rex in my backyard and I have to deal with that. That and like big scary animals scare me like they would anybody else. But Ghostbusters being real, I don't like that. I don't like that idea at all. Guys, I was reading, this is a total tangent, but it made me think of it. I was reading on TikTok last night before I went to bed that, like, on the Vampire Diaries set, like, spooky, weird things would happen. Like, I read, I don't know if that's true or not, it was just on TikTok, but I read a thing that was, like, they were doing camera blocking or something like that, and Nino Dobrev, there was a mirror in the line of sight or something. I'm totally butchering this, I'm sure, but anyway, they took a picture or took a video or something, and they watched it back, and the reflection in the mirror was different than her reflection. Like, it was different. And I was reading more and more of these and talking about how, like, a lot of supernatural stuff would happen on set of Vampire Diaries. And a lot of them were saying, like, because some of the spells they would do were, like, quote-unquote real spells, and they felt like some, like, weird woo-woo stuff was going on. And that scared the holy shiz out of me. I had to scroll past until I found something funny and then, like, continue to just look at funny TikToks only until I was not scared anymore. So can you imagine feeling that way if Ghostbusters was real? You would have to feel that way all the time because ghosts would be real. Okay? And there's people out there who are like, yeah, ghosts are real, Sam. Okay, regardless of what you believe, ghosts would be a much more prominent part of your life. Have you guys seen the Ghostbusters movie? Yeah, okay. They're a bigger part of your life, if that's true. So, I don't know, though. I really think that... I just feel like Jurassic Park, I feel like there's a lot of dinosaurs that would want to kill me. And I don't know that every ghost in the world would feel malice towards me. I feel like they might like me. I don't feel like I would be in so much danger if ghosts were around. I think I might be spooked more often, but I don't think I would be in as much danger. And my worst nightmare is, you know those movies that are like end of the world movies? Like there's a movie Greenland that's there's like an asteroid, it's end of the world, whatever, and they're trying, or like zombie apocalypse movies like World War Z or any of those kind of like major disaster or zombie movies. You know, the scariest thing about those movies to me is them trying to get their kids to safety. That is so scary to me, and I think about it probably more than I should and how I would help my kids in those scenarios. So if Jurassic Park was real, I would be so on edge all the time trying to keep my kids safe. I would also be doing that if Ghostbusters was real too. Don't get me wrong. But I feel like there would be more times that I would have to, like, you know, scramble with my children if it were a Jurassic Park situation. That's just my thoughts. Also, I feel like eventually the dinosaurs would kill us off and it would just be dinosaur land again. Like, I feel like the humans would cease to exist if that were a thing eventually. Okay, next one. This one's disgusting, but I have thought about it before. I've thought about a part of it. I haven't, like, considered the whole thing because I've never had this scenario laid out for me before. But number six says, would you rather be inside a porta potty when it falls over, or smell like dog poop during a super important interview? This one seems like a no-brainer to me. 100%, I would rather smell like dog poop during a super important interview. 100,000%. Have you guys been inside a porta potty lately? Have you been inside one lately? Because I have. I have. And I do not want any of that stuff to be close to my body. I don't even like going in porta potties. I only do if it's literally an emergency. Literally, it's an emergency, or if one of my kids needs to go, then I'll go, because I'm not going to let them fall in, okay? I'm not going to let them fall in the porta potty. That would be bad parenting 101. So I have to go. Actually, my oldest, he can do it by himself. But my little girl, she still needs help in there so she doesn't fall in. I can't imagine something worse, honestly, than being inside a porta potty and someone tips it over. I can't think of a worse thing, because you know what? Inside of porta potties, normally the temperature is about, I don't know, like 150 degrees, and you would have to have 150 degree fecal matter all over your body. That is so gross. But also, the smell of dog poop is the most rancid smell in the world. So, I don't know. I'd rather, like, smell like dog poop, because then you don't have dog poop on you. It doesn't say you have dog poop on you. It just says you smell like dog poop. And it's only during the interview. So, like, I can go home and not smell like dog poop anymore, right? And if I bomb the interview, whatever, you know, whatever. Say, I don't need that job, okay? Okay, next one. This one was really hard for me, too, and I'm still not totally sure my answer. It says, would you rather win $50,000 or let your best friend win $500,000? Actually, now that I say it out loud, I think I do know the answer. I think I would rather let my best friend win $500,000 because 50 grand, yeah, that's a lot. That would be life-changing money for people. But also, it, like, wouldn't go that far. Does that make sense? That makes me sound so privileged. And I am. I do recognize that I am very privileged in a lot of ways in my life. And $50,000 would change a lot of people's lives. It would change my life. However, it's not like an incredible amount of money. Like, it's a large amount of money. You could buy a brand new fancy car. You could, well, not even like the fanciest car either. You could buy a brand new car. You could pay down some of your mortgage. You could pay student loans. You could do those kind of things, but it's like one thing. With $500,000, my best friend could do multiple things. She could probably buy like a home. She could probably buy a home, or at least put a huge chunk on a down payment for a home. She could buy a car. She could do multiple of those things. You know, she could pay off student loans. She could do all these things. And that just seems more worth it to me, you know, because like I'm fine. I'm fine right now where I am. And yeah, that's my answer. That's my final answer. Definitely. And I'm not saying that so you guys will be like, oh, Sam's so giving and amazing. I'm telling you how it is. If it was like, would you rather win $500,000 or let your friend win $500,000? I think I would take the $500,000. But it's only $50,000. So I feel like I'd rather her have $500,000. Okay, next one. This one's disgusting. Number 8. Would you rather sweat green liquid or fart purple smoke? I don't know. I sweat a lot and I don't fart that much. I'd rather fart purple smoke. 100%. I'd rather fart purple smoke because I sweat so much, even just doing regular mundane tasks. Like, I'm sweating right now. So, and if I'm sweating, like I'm wearing a pair of jeans and I got like swass or something and it's just green, no thank you. If I fart purple smoke, at least it dissipates, right? Like, it won't stain my pants. But if I sweat green liquid, it's going to be on there and people will know. You know, that's my final answer. That's my final answer. I'd rather fart purple smoke. If you guys want to sweat green liquid, I need to know why. I need to know why. Okay, I just feel like that's not a correct answer. Okay, next one. Would you rather be able to travel anywhere for free or eat? Oh my gosh, sorry. Would you rather be able to travel anywhere for free or eat anywhere for free? I would rather eat anywhere for free because a lot of like the, okay, if you go somewhere far away, yeah, you're going to be paying a lot of money for a plane ticket and for like, to stay somewhere like a hotel, but you're also going to spend a big chunk of money, especially if you're traveling with like a family. You're going to spend a big chunk of money on food, a big chunk. And I don't want to go on a vacation and my like fancy eating out dinner is at McDonald's. I don't want to do that. I want to spend a lot of money on food. I want to drop a pretty penny on the most amazing food I can get my hands on. That's what I want to do. I'd rather cheap out on the place I stay and how I fly than have to cheap out on the food. Okay. I think that's my final answer. And I know that there's people out there who disagree with me and I don't understand you. I don't want to eat a packed lunch. Okay, on my road trip, I want to stop at Maverick and get every snack I can get my hands on and not have to pay for it. I want to be able to stop at every Soda Shack along the way and not pay for it. I want to be able to go, like I said, out to eat somewhere fancy every meal and then stop at Cheesecake Factory on my way home and get a cheesecake for dessert, okay? I want to be able to do that, and I can't do that when I'm on a budget, so I'd rather eat everywhere for free, 100%. Okay, next one. This is also about farts. I'm sorry. I think probably a lot of my questions in my random generator were geared towards this. It's just my humor, okay? Number 10. Would you rather have uncomfortable gas at work for the rest of your life or uncontrollable gas on every first date for the rest of your life? And some of you are thinking, well, I'm married, so that's fine. I'm going to put a stipulation in this one. You can't ever get married. So every first date you go on for the rest of your life, and say you go on a lot, you have church gut the entire time and you're just farting the entire time. I don't know. Cause like a date, it's not like you're going on a date every single night. Okay. Like if people are getting crazy with it, they might be going on a date once a week, maybe twice a week. So that's like two times a week that you are uncomfortable. And it's only, most dates are only like maximum, like a first date, maximum maybe 3 hours. Right? Like if you could do dinner and a movie, maybe four hours. 4 hours of uncontrollable gas versus your 9 to 5 every day, 5 days a week. Uncontrollable gas. And no, you can't work from home. That's not a situation you can put in here. So I think I would rather take one for the team and have uncontrollable gas on the first date for the rest of my life. Because if a man can't control, or if a man can't handle a woman who farts, he can't handle anybody. He can't handle it. Because guess what? Everybody farts. It's a natural part of life. And if you don't fart, you'll die. Put that on a t-shirt. If you don't fart, you'll die. That's my first batch of merch right there. So yeah, that's my final answer. And I hope you guys enjoyed this little would you rather. I know it's quick. I know it's fast and it's kind of silly, but every once in a while I like to just throw in a quick little silly episode because I think it's good to kind of get your mind off, you know, the darker parts of life. So I hope that was able to do that for you today. And I will see you guys next week. Make sure if you want to be a part of future episodes, like if I do a listener submission, make sure you follow along on Instagram at My Sister's Diary Podcast. And make sure you're following it. Obviously, don't just check it out. Follow it because that's how I post all of those links in my stories and stuff. And if you haven't already, make sure you go click 5 stars and leave a review for me. I would love you forever, and I will see you guys next week. Bye.